divine comedy, A Good Omens multivoice podfic, written by Waywater and read by
Sky Asimaru
and Trap. Chapter 13, A Brief Interlude. Summary. At night, in the dark, in a strange hotel room, Crowley feels some feelings. Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. 2:17 glared the angry red lights of the clock on the bedside table. Crowley rolled over in the dark of the quiet hotel room and discovered, in a, for once, not panicky sort of way, he could not breathe. Aziraphale was lying beside him. How long he'd been there, Crowley didn't know. A smile stole over Crowley's face as his eyes adjusted to the darkness. He could just make out the shape of Aziraphale, lying on his back, hands folded neatly over the chest, which rose and fell so smoothly and evenly with sleep.
Angel,
Crowley murmured fondly. Not to wake Aziraphale, just because it was true. He was an angel. Asleep, on stage, on earth, anywhere, anyhow. I don't mean to speak for all of us, but in my experience, there's this thing that happens sometimes when you love something so much. It starts to hurt, or at least to ache. It starts up deep in the pit of your belly, this terrible, gnawing thing. It floods your bloodstream. It creeps into the beds of your toenails. It hooks a gnarled finger under your chin and whispers into your ear. You're going to fuck this up. Insert name here.
You're going to fuck this up, Anthony J. Crowley.
Crowley turned away from Aziraphale, lying now on his own back. It did hurt sometimes to look at him. Love is weird, and it just hurts sometimes. A million horrible thoughts raced through Crowley's brain. It felt like a betrayal to Aziraphale that Crowley had ever dreamed of loving someone else before. It felt like a curse on his very capacity to love that he had ever treated sweet Fred the way he had. How many chances do you get at a love like that? How many times are you afforded the opportunity to gaze into eyes that see you exactly as you are and choose to stay with you nevertheless? Crowley suddenly felt exhausted and old. He felt creaky and broken and fucking sorry for himself. He was so tired of the concept of punishment, especially when it came from himself. What would it feel like to forgive himself for all his faults, tangible and perceived?
Unforgivable.
Crowley blinked back thick, stupid, nighttime tears.
That's what I am.
The familiar cavalcade of furious, cruel thoughts started in on him.
You're bad. You're a failure. You're a disappointment. You're a disgrace. You destroy everything you touch. You were never that funny in the first place. You only had a chance at success because everyone feels fucking sorry for you. You absolute fucking nightmare. Fuck you! Why don't you just save everyone the trouble and...
Aziraphale punctured the runaway train of Crowley's self-abuse with a snore, which was as mighty as it was completely adorable. Crowley stifled an awful sort of giggle sob at the sound of it.
Ridiculous,
he murmured to himself, tears staining his cheeks. Fuck, when had he started crying this much?
Ridiculous.
They both were, really. Crowley rolled over to his left and curled up on his side, dragging his mobile off of the little bedside table, hoping the sudden light wouldn't disturb Aziraphale. A series of text messages from Anathema greeted him.
Hey, is everything okay? I'm sorry I missed your calls, but somebody has to host the open mic in your absence while you gallivant around with your talented, beautiful boyfriend, you slacker. For real, though, is everything okay? Fucking hell, Crowley! You're not allowed to call me 17 times and not respond! Call me back. I love you. Fuck you! I'm coming over there! You're paying for my room, by the way. I love you. Whatever it is, it'll be okay. I love you.
Crowley hugged the device to him like a tiny, hard-stuffed animal and tried not to feel terribly ashamed. Of the relief he felt at the knowledge that Anathema would be with them soon. Of the overwhelming joy he felt at the knowledge that at least two creatures loved him. Of the creeping suspicion that maybe you don't have to do anything to earn love and kindness. It just sort of happens, and maybe all you can do is accept it with something like grace. Crowley managed to reply,
Hey, Starshine. I'm not okay, but I am okay. I don't know if that makes sense. You know what I mean. You probably already read Tea Leaves about it, or some shit.
Sent. Typing.
I love you too. Thank you.
Crowley stowed the mobile away again and rolled over back in the direction of Aziraphale. It was unendingly wild to him that he might be allowed, even invited, to touch this beautiful, strange man. Just then Crowley dared it, lifting a skinny finger to grace the fabric of Aziraphale's pyjama-clad shoulders. When Aziraphale did not snore in protest, Crowley chanced, snuggling up closer against him, pressing his chest and hips into Aziraphale's side. He nestled his head against that same soft shoulder, breathing at last.
I didn't expect you,
Crowley confessed, rehearsed to the darkness.
I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm fucking terrified.
Sent. Typing.
I never want to make you sad,
Crowley whispered, draping an arm carefully over Aziraphale's waist. Isn't that the ugly truth of all comedians deep down? The fear that this all is somehow transactional. If I can make you laugh, then I can't have made you cry.
Crowley,
sighed Aziraphale suddenly, and Crowley froze. Memorized the particulars of that sigh, because it wasn't a familiar Crowley sigh, not a sigh of exasperation or frustration. No. It had been like a faint little exhale of cloud stuff, something soft and wonderful.
In his dreams, you see?
Advised the Anathema voice in Crowley's head.
In his dreams, you're there, and he sighs your name like a cloud. Isn't that lovely?
Crowley nodded against the Aziraphale's shoulder. It was lovely.
I love you, Aziraphale. I love you too, my darling. How long have you been awake?
Oh, just now, really. Is everything all right?
No, but it will be. be. We'll get there, Angel.
Oh, marvelous. I'd rather hoped so.
Aziraphale unlocked his arm from where it was trapped against Crowley and wiggle maneuvered it around to embrace him tightly. Crowley welcomed the hold, burrowing himself even closer into Aziraphale.
Go back to sleep, Angel.
Miraculously, Aziraphale already was. 2:42 beamed the clock now. Crowley breathed in deeply, taking along with him the perfume of whatever that specific hotel scent always is, of the lavender and bergamot notes of Aziraphale, and of night itself, clean and infinitely renewable. He would try again in the morning, time after time. To be continued in chapter 14.